This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Now, we slept at the zoo one time.
What?
Yeah. We had like a sleepover at the zoo.
Didn't your dad like help out on that trip?
Yeah, how did you know that?
I think he told me about this. And I was like, you guys slept at the zoo? Gross. Where in the zoo did you sleep?
Like, you just get sleeping bags. And it's like
it smells like poop everywhere.
It's not like inside of the elephant cage. God, dude.
Let's take a breath. Hi, guys. I'm Sydney Ludwako, and welcome to Something to Share. Every Wednesday, I share the mic with people you may recognize, experts in their fields, people I find inspirational, or people who make me laugh, like my fiance, Nick, giving them a platform to dive into the things that they really want to talk about. We all have something to share, something that we're going through, and something that we need to hear. So let's get started. This is so intimate. We are inviting you into our living room. Isn't it super weird how many people's houses you know the inside of without ever visiting them from social media? Like, I know the inside of Kim Kardashian's house. I know where she sleeps.
Oh.
I know Oprah's backyard where she does interviews in Maui. I know so many details of people.
She lives in Maui?
One of her houses is in
One of her houses.
One of her many houses, but yeah. Her latest interviews that she does in her backyard are from her Maui home. And usually when she interviewed Chip and Joanna, they were on a green screen in some studio, and it looked like they were sitting there with her. They actually were not there at all. So yeah.
They weren't invited?
They were invited. They just didn't want to make the trip. Anyways, welcome back to the podcast, guys. We decided to switch it up today, and we're recording in our living room. Low-key feels like we're making a porno with this.
What?
It just feels very, like, intimate is the only way I can describe it. We're watching ourselves.
Or just like in any sort of interview.
We're watching ourselves on our own TV, sitting on our couch, talking to each other through these microphones. It just feels interesting.
I don't think porno would be my first guess or
description
comparison.
What would be your first?
This looks like if one of the news channels like interviewed someone, this is the setup that they would have. Like, they're not going to invite you on site in the studio. They're just going to interview you at your home. This is what that would look like.
Maybe we have a future in adult broadcasting. Film. Anyways, how was your week, Nick? You just got off some manual labor.
Per usual.
Tell me about what you've been working on.
Everything that has to do with our wedding.
Mm-hmm. So you can no longer make the joke when people ask you about wedding planning, and you usually say, I have no idea about any of the plans. She's doing all of it. You're actually doing quite a bit now.
No, I'm not doing any of the planning. I'm doing all of the work.
You're doing the main... You're my hired contractor is what it's turning into.
For my own wedding.
I swear, the day, though, when you get there and you see your sign glowing in the sunshine and he's literally made marquee letters. I got a quote because I wanted... One of my main things I wanted for the wedding was really nice lighting, and I got a quote from a vendor to rent these marquee letters for an hour would have been $600. So obviously I couldn't just go without it. So I asked Nick what we could do about it, and he said he could just make it himself. So now he's made letters. He's literally glued together pots that came broken, painted them, made table numbers, made a welcome sign, and you're done.
No, I'm not. That's what is so funny is you keep saying to me, we have 3 months, like you can take a break. You don't realize, number one, I have a full-time job, so I have to do this at night or on the weekends, all weekend. Number two, like, just because the things are built does not mean that they're, like, done. Like, I still have to sand, I have to paint, I have to put a clear coat on everything so it doesn't look like piss on the day of our wedding. Like, I'm nowhere near being done. The easy part was actually building everything.
What's going to be the hardest part?
The hardest part is sanding and painting.
Yeah, sanding is not something I ever thought of as a step. I always think of like the nailing, the hammering, getting the wood, the painting, I never think about the sanding.
You like, gotta sand.
Like the one time you gave me the task to sand or scuff.
No, sand.
Sand the cabinets.
Scuffing is what you do to your shoe.
I do that quite a bit. Yeah, that's as far as sand. I got removed from that job really fast. So there's a lot more into it that goes into it than I realized, and I'm sorry about that. But you are doing such a good job.
So tired.
Anything that
I'm sick. Like
yeah, that's when you get your best work done. When you have COVID, when you have the flu.
Like Michael Jordan.
Does he work well when he's sick?
Flu game. Look it up.
Flu game. Should I look it up now or should I just do that on my own time?
You can do it now if you want.
Okay, flu game. Michael Jordan. He just was in the news recently for donating a bunch of money. No service. Sick. My phone literally shut off for like 2 hours the other day. Michael Jordan's flu game in 1997 finals. In game five of the 1997 finals, a flu-stricken Michael Jordan willed his Bulls team to a win. And I had to click the link to get the rest of it. It says, the play. So sick and suffering from flu-like symptoms that at times he staggered, a dehydrated and exhausted Michael Jordan wills himself to 38 points against the Utah Jazz in a pivotal game five, adding to his legend as a clutch performer and relentless competitor. Gotta love someone that can push through, you know?
No, I know. Because I'm that type of person. I'm that guy. You know that video? You're not that guy, pal. He was actually talking about me. Because I am that guy. Trust me.
All right. So we're going to switch it up today as well. We're going to talk through. I interviewed your mom, Linda. And she has provided me with questions to ask you.
Mrs. Wiebe.
Mrs. Linda Wiebe. She's provided me with questions to ask you about your childhood, some of her fondest memories. And then my dad has given me a list as well. And we're going to swap stories and see what comes up. Do you remember any of these stories?
There's one that is cloudy and it could be one of two things. So I'll just describe both of them when it comes.
What kind of kid were you?
Nervous.
A nervous kid?
Yeah.
At what age do you think that changed?
I would say probably once I got into the middle of high school, maybe.
So a long time.
I wouldn't say like I was a worrier. I worried about stuff a lot.
Do you still worry a lot, I feel like?
Hell yeah.
So now you just...
Do you know who you're marrying?
I do. I'm very aware. I feel like now you just hide it better. So I feel like stuff like that doesn't just go away.
Well, now I'm older and I have experience and I know... Like, I have a lot more tools at my disposal to make logical decisions and only worry when necessary.
What are some of those tools?
Like, just experience. Mm-hmm. You just experience certain situations and you're like, I used to worry about things like that, but now I know, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. You've seen yourself get through it before. You can do it again.
Yeah.
Okay. I was a very shy girl growing up. I often didn't talk to like adults. They would scare me. I think I was also one of those kids that would have my mom order for me for a long time.
Now you order for everyone else. So
exactly. Now I'm overcompensating life. For all of those times where I stayed silent. I found my voice and I like to help. Okay, so would you like to go first or do you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, this is a question submitted by Linda. Ask him about ring the bell, in quotes.
So for one Christmas, I think it was Christmas, they got me and my brother boxing gloves. Mm-hmm. Either boxing gloves or like sock 'em boppers, whatever. I can't remember which ones. Something designed for us to beat the shit out of each other. And that is exactly what we did. And I think at one point, let me preface this by saying my brother was a lot bigger than me at this point when we were younger. We were like maybe 4 and 5 or 4 and 6 years old, something like that. Mm-hmm. He was fully capable of handing me an ass whooping. Not so much anymore.
I was waiting for it.
Actually, no, he He could grapple the shit out of me now.
Yeah, he's like a
jujitsu.
A black belt in jujitsu.
No, are you kidding me?
So they give those out? God, dude.
Yeah, they do, but he just started.
I don't know. He could be really
God
doing some overtime.
He's gonna love that you said that, but
is he still a white belt?
I think he's a white belt, yeah.
You know, my brother is a double black belt in karate.
Are we sure? Because you just threw out. Now I don't know.
I had to go to those tournaments and they smelled like feet. I remember.
No, your brother is.
He's a double black belt.
Yeah, I think your dad said that too.
And he could care less. Anyways, carry on. Ring the bell.
So I think at one point he was, you know, getting the better of me. And I was running around like the coffee table as he was chasing me. And I was saying, ring the bell. Ring the bell, and my uncles and everything were just laughing their ass off. Like, man, those were the days. You could watch a toddler get his ass whooped and just laugh about it and live to tell the tale.
Yeah, now you have to keep that under wraps.
Yeah, now that's, you know.
Ring the bell was you asking him to stop, essentially.
Yeah, you know how they're like in boxing, like when the bell rings, like that's like the end of the round.
Ding, 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 and ding, then ding, the girls come out with the signs. Ladies, I see. That's so cute. You guys are still the same way. You're so competitive with each other. Surprised you gave in.
Not so much anymore. I mean, we're
secret
for a long time though. We were.
I'm thinking of like the Hulk hands. You guys have those?
They all got Hulk hands.
It's okay. Mine's not movie.
It's okay that mine's not movie quality. Whoa, Dale got Hulk hands.
My little cousin Ryan, who you met, he took a piece of his Hulk hand and shoved it up his nose.
Oh, yeah.
And it got stuck in there for so long, they had to like get it removed by the doctor.
I feel like
it
started
like rotting.
I feel like I've known these, your cousins, for so long because I like just over Thanksgiving, they were like, I loved it. They were like telling stories like back and forth of like stuff that you guys did when you were little.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I have known them a lot longer than I have. Yeah. It was fun.
15 little kids.
So I did hear that. I heard that he shoved it up his nose.
Yeah, that's one of his many. We also learned that he also broke his neck like you did. And then continued to like.
That was
Ryan.
Yeah,
too.
That was Ryan. I thought Mason shoved.
No, that was Brian. Brian, most of the stories were from Ryan.
Oh.
So now you know. Okay, your turn to ask me.
Oh, we're going back and forth.
Yeah, we can go either way. There's really no rules here.
Your dad says.
You can pick from a different number. Or it could be anything.
Ask her about her toes.
That sounds like an Instagram DM.
Yeah.
I got
Show us your feet.
I got an Instagram DM the other day. Just like I was talking about like ballet shoes because now they're bringing them back in fashion. Like they're turning flats for women into literally a ballet shoe that I wore when I was 3 years old. Anyways, I got a random DM from that and someone just says, are your feet disgusting from dancing all your life? I was like, first of all,
is that a dude?
No, it was a woman. I was like, no, actually they've held up pretty well, thank you so much. Weird comment.
Yeah, why? None of your business. First of all,
anyways, my toes. So I was I've always been very specific, and I guess when I first started wearing shoes, my mom would always put me in like Keds or Converses with frilly socks over the shoe. I was always dressed very well, still am, and anytime I would get my shoes, I would take my shoes off, I had to like sit down, take a moment, and like pick out any fuzzes in between my toes. They had to be like pristine, and I would sit there probably for a long period of time just like cleaning them out. So that's what he means.
How much fuzz are we getting in there?
I don't know what kind of socks I was wearing. I feel like maybe the fuzzy socks produced a little extra lint. And I don't know what it is about my clothes in particular. There was so much lint on my laundry the other day. To the point where I got concerned and I Googled, like, what is lint?
Do you know?
Like, what is it made of exactly? It's actually a lot of microfibers, I learned.
Do you know what's all over my clothes all the time?
My hair? Or Dixon's hair?
Just bundles of your hair. I'll have, like, a shirt on and something will be, like, tickling my ear for, like, hours. And I'll keep going like this. It won't go away. And finally, I'll look in the mirror and I'll just have a black hair.
They're thick. They are thick. Sometimes Dixie will have them like weaved in between her paws. And you have to like
unravel
it.
She's just like, this is my cross to bear now. She doesn't even care. She even tried to get rid of it or anything.
Okay. Ask him about the time he used his gum for a hat.
It's in the title. The title explains the story. I think I was, we were driving. I think my grandma was watching us and she heard me saying hat, hat. And she was like, yeah, hat, hat. Like she wasn't paying attention. She was driving. And then she saw me in the rearview mirror take my gum out of my mouth and put it on my head in my hair. And it got stuck in my hair. She's like, no, Nick.
Did you keep it in your mouth and make it like a circle like you just
No,
said,
I took it out and I stretched it and like put it on my head.
How old were you?
Hat.
14.
Old enough to say hat, not old enough to know better.
It's like Mila's age maybe, like 3.
I was probably like 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How did you get it out?
I was 2. So
you know the trick.
The only
is,
reason I know that I did that is because someone told me.
The trick is peanut butter.
That's what they say. But
then it's just a really big
mess. I'm
not
gonna try it.
Or you just take scissors.
Also
and
a waste
cut that
of peanut
out.
Butter.
Yeah. One of your 3 favorite foods.
Big peanut butter guy.
Okay, my turn.
Ask her about her preferences for dresses.
The first thing I thought of was, ask me about my wiener. Do you remember that movie?
Accepted.
Yeah. Good. Bingo.
That was like the first Seth Rogen.
Yeah. Short little role he had. Anyways, I have always been particular. And when my dad was reading this list to me the other night, he had him like ready. He was like, ask him this.
I was impressed.
He's a very good memory, but I just loved hearing about it because I realized I've always been myself. So all the things I do now, I did when I was 2, which makes me feel very authentic and good. But my big thing when I was little was I had to have a dress that was spinny. So like I would test any dress my mom would buy me, or if we went to the store, I'd have to try it on and do the spin test, which sounds like it is. You spin around and if it didn't reach a 90 degree angle, I wouldn't want it. So if she had already bought it, she'd have to take it back. If we were in the store, we wouldn't get it. Yeah. That would be my test, which is funny. My brother had the same version of this. His was to put his shoes on. He loved light up shoes. He had to try them out in the store and he was like, I'm going to see how fast these are. He run down
Everybody
the aisle.
Did that.
So I think girls and guys are the same, just in different ways.
I used to kick like karate kick. I asked my mom. That was my thing. I'm surprised she didn't say that.
There's probably a lot more aerodynamic.
Just got to test, see if you can open up a can of whoop ass on somebody in your new kicks.
Do you still do that test? You've got so many pairs of shoes.
Yeah, there's too many shoes.
Too many to test.
Too many kicks.
Okay. Ask him about winning an award at Sparky's when Fred painted a snake on his stomach.
First of all, one of the most traumatizing organizations that I had to be a part of. Sparky's, it was like a... I can't even, it was like a Bible study meets Boy Scouts. We had like these Sparky's vests and you got little jewels and I didn't last very long.
Why not?
Because if you knew me as a kid, you'd know why. Because I was nervous. I was an anxious little boy. Still am sometimes. But there was a talent contest or a talent show for Sparky's, and I used to be able to take, like, with my stomach, like, I used to be able to, like, roll it almost.
Oh, like the belly dancing?
Yeah. So I used to be able to do that.
Okay.
And my dad painted a snake on my stomach, and I did, like, we used to call it my belly roll, or belly wave, I think. Belly roll? And I made the snake, like, dance on my stomach, and I've won that bitch.
Wow. What was your award? Do you remember?
Getting out.
No.
You fought for your freedom.
What a club.
It was like Hunger Games meets Jesus.
Interesting combination of a lot of things.
I'm just kidding. I don't know what the prize was. Probably, I don't even remember.
I'm really sad that you lost that ability to roll.
So not jelly roll.
Belly roll?
You're going to fat shame me? belly roll can't do it anymore. You also have to have very strong stomach muscles to be able to do it, so think about it.
So you're saying you used to have very strong stomach muscles.
Yeah.
You've lost it. But you did say the other day you're going to start doing abs every time you don't go to the gym.
Yep.
How many times have you done that since?
Four times.
Four times?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really good.
When I say I'm going to do something, I do it.
This is true. You stop biting your nails by one comment.
Literally, my father said. If we want to talk about that, I've been trying unsuccessfully for 31 years to stop biting my nails. It took your dad one comment.
So we.
It wasn't even a comment. He just asked me a question. He asked me if I was a nail biter, and that was enough for me. I was embarrassed. I was like, you know what? Sometimes being embarrassed is the best motivation.
My dad's very good at doing that.
He didn't mean to, though. It's like, I felt bad because you and your mom, you're like, "Dad, like, don't ask him that." And I'm just like, he just asked a question. If you looked at my fingers, number one, you'd say, Jesus, this dude broke a lot of his fingers. Because I have. And number two, you'd say, this dude bites his nails.
We sent them a picture of, we were picking out rings and we sent them some options and put our two hands together. And that's the one thing my dad said. My mom noticed the rings and we're talking about the rings. My dad was like, Nick, you're a nail biter.
And I was like, that's it for me. Not anymore.
How many days has it been since?
I mean, I don't know.
The last bit him.
However long ago your dad asked me that.
It's been like 7 days.
I think it's been longer than that.
We should start like a little calendar, like what are those called? Dashes?
No. I don't do that. I just don't think about it anymore.
Okay.
And I won't do it.
Some people say it helps when you X out a calendar when you've made it through a day without doing the habit.
Those people are weak.
Okay.
Ask her about her hairstyles.
Oh, okay. So I was very obsessed with Mary Kate and Ashley, as all of us girls were. So if you remember them in their prime, two of my favorite movies of theirs are Billboard Dad and Passport to Paris. And I wanted to be exactly like them. And I think you guys all know what I'm talking about. I actually got some pictures that I downloaded just to like show you some examples, but we're doing it raw and real today in the living room. So we don't have a computer, but I would see something on TV and make my mom figure
out. Raw and real. Maybe we are making a point.
I would see something on TV and just make my mom figure out how to do it. And this is before TikTok. This is before the internet. Well, I guess it was like right when the internet was getting going. But I would just make her figure it out. So I would have like really cute buns and like braids and just made her do so much. But I have like a very vivid memory of her doing one of the hairstyles. It was like two space buns and a braid in the back and had like two long pieces in the front. And I didn't like it. And I didn't tell her I didn't like it, but I just felt so uncomfortable in my skin and didn't want to like see anyone because I didn't think they looked right. It's tough times.
Now she knows.
But I'm the same way now. I'm exactly the same way. I'm on Pinterest all the time trying to find new things. Mostly for Nick to make, but
I will never make anything ever again after this wedding.
Are you kidding? We're going to start building a house after this.
I'm not making the house. I'm not building the house.
You're not going to be like Noah from The Notebook and build me a white house and blue shutters?
No.
Do you want to ask me another one since I have more?
Oh, you have more?
Yeah.
Ask her about what kind of kid she was in school.
Well, I was very, again, like I said, nervous. And I got very good grades. I had a lot of mental breakdowns. I guess I got a lot of awards. Not to be humble brag, you know. But there was one award I remember, and I didn't think I was going to get. But I was sitting in the auditorium, and my parents were there, and we were doing an awards ceremony. And I just remember, like, they kept asking me why I was, like, pushing my hair. I just kept, like, messing with my hair because I was nervous. And then all of a sudden, I got the award. I was not expecting it. But there was one time in particular that I got an award. It was one of the many times I got an award. One of my friends was supposed to get an award from the principal and she didn't get her award for like athletics or something. And I made sure to go up to the principal and tell her that my friend Olivia didn't get her award and that she messed up and she needs to give her her award before the, as he was like ending the award.
So you're a snitch.
No, I look out for my friends. Okay. Ask him about the drawing he did of the flight attendant on a Disney trip.
So this is the one. Oh, it's of the flight attendant.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I drew. I didn't see that it was like that they were asking to draw a flight attendant and I just drew a monster instead. And the flight attendant saw it and was like cracking up laughing. And like, I'm pretty sure that's the story. I may be getting too mixed up, but I'm pretty sure I wasn't aware of the flight attendant aspect. And I just drew a monster.
You took creative license and decided to do your own thing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay.
You want to ask me another one?
Sure. The thing, in quotes, he saw looking in his room one night in high school.
Is that my last one?
No.
No. I had night terrors in high school. They are brought on by stress. And I think it was because I was trying to decide where I was going to go to college and play football. Mm-hmm. So naturally a lot of stress. And one night I was in my bed. And the door was open. And I thought I was awake. I woke up. And standing in my doorway was a black shadow figure. No face. Just a black, like, silhouette staring at me. I couldn't sit up. I felt like somebody was, like, pressing my chest down, keeping me on the bed. But I could see just, like, out of the bottom of my eye. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still laying down, but I can see in the doorway. And this thing crouches down, still looking at me, still not able to move. And then it stands back up, and it turns and leaves my room. And I immediately run into my parents' room, and I'm like, somebody's in the house. Somebody's in the house, and my dad in his underwear and T-shirt. Which is
Tommy Pickles.
Goes down and is searching the whole house. And little did I know, I had a night terror. And I didn't know I had a night terror until the Netflix documentary, The Nightmare, came out, and they described seeing exactly the same thing that I saw, like multiple people. So apparently it's like it happens to other people. Like a lot of people, dude, Dixie on camera is different. a lot of people recall seeing something like this. Or almost the exact same thing that I saw. So, yeah.
Have you not had one since?
Not that I... No.
That's so scary. I used to have them too, but whenever I took naps when I was really, really, really tired, I would feel like... I always thought I was getting possessed, though, at the time. Jeez. Have you had wedding nightmares yet?
No.
I've already started. My dad had one the other night. He said that we were sitting down and he was giving a speech, but I kept interrupting him to correct him.
that is a nightmare.
How he was doing it wrong. Yeah.
Ask her about her first purse.
Oh my God. Okay. So I got my first purse, I want to say in middle school, like fourth grade. Was that elementary school? Fourth grade. Yeah.
Continue.
Okay. Fourth grade. And I think it was a purse that has like our initials on it. So it was like a leather purse that had your initial on it. It was my first purse. I got it from Limited Too. I was really excited about it, but I could not keep a hold of this purse. I left it in so many establishments that it was like a running joke with me and my family. Like, I would leave it in dressing rooms. I would leave it in the movie theater. I would leave it at dinner. I even had this cute little like hook that I would put on to like hang my purse on. I would just leave it. And my mom was like, you're not allowed to have a purse anymore. Every time I took it out, I left it somewhere. You know, what's funny is that I did that recently with you, like last year. But I did it with my phone. I just left it in the dressing room, carried on after changing my outfit 20 times, and we had to trace my phone.
Probably taking pictures of yourself.
You know what? Very likely.
Dumb.
And I just left my phone. So this has been a normal occurrence for me. Okay. Linda says, you like to talk about the homecoming football game against Hamilton.
We already put up a video about this. For whatever reason, they interviewed the football team that we were going to play for our homecoming game. They interviewed some of their players, like it was called NBC, Mason Broadcast Channel. And like, it was like student run. It was a class you could take in high school, but they would do like every Friday, they would put out like a news program, and like part of it was sports. So they interviewed me for the homecoming football game, but they also went to Hamilton High School and interviewed some of their football players. And they basically asked them, like, do you know anything about Mason or whatever? And they were like, one of the kids who was their quarterback was like, well, you know, they're not that good or whatever. We know that there's one player who's all right. His name's Nick Wiggly or Wembley or Wiggly or something like that. I don't know much about him. He's all right, though. And I took that personal, as I should. I got pissed, and I think I said something along the lines of, I can guarantee, in such a early 2000s jock way, I said, they're going to remember my name and know how to pronounce it right after the game's over. I can guarantee you that, or something like that.
Very douche.
Something dumb.
But so confident.
So confident. And yeah, we beat their ass.
Yeah.
I had a pick six to seal the victory. I hit him on the first play, the kid who didn't know my name, and I screamed my name into his helmet, like the little ear hole, and I may have ended it with MF-er. And my coaches pulled me off. That's how jacked up I was. They pulled me off of somebody on our own sideline. And we continued as a team to beat the brakes off of the Hamilton Big Blue that game.
I love how your mom worded it. He likes to talk about this game.
I mean, what's not to like about it?
It was great.
I'm a man of action.
This is true.
Ask her if she ever broke the rules.
No, I didn't. I still haven't. Still have not broken the rules. I would never walk on grass when it said, do not trespass, do not walk on grass. I wouldn't do it. Like one time, my parents would always like to explore. You've seen this firsthand. They like to like go off on little adventures. And they were trying to like see into this house that was being built.
Oh.
And I was like, you guys, we can't go. It says no trespassing. Like it was me and my grandpa, who Sydney Black, who I'm named after. We stayed back because we're both rule followers, but they like basically went into this new house that's being built. I was like, you guys are insane. You're going to go to jail. Like, and I was like in middle school or something, but I would never. I don't break the rules. Rules are to be followed. That's just why I was the DARE representative in middle school. This is how you get awards, guys.
DARE representative, RA.
Multi-time award winner, you know? This is how you get on top.
Mrs. Worldwide over here. Gets the people going.
What he did on the night of his senior prom.
I went fishing by myself.
Not as exciting as it sounds on the paper.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny. I was like, I just went fishing in like random like neighborhood ponds. I don't know if that's how it is in Virginia, but all the neighborhood ponds in Ohio are stocked.
No, we have oceans in Virginia. We don't have to make a man-made.
Okay, not everyone's lake. By the ocean yet, idiot.
So I don't know about that. I'd rather go to prom if I were you.
But yeah, I went fishing by myself. And it was awesome. And then I asked my mom to wake me up after at like 11 o'clock so that I could go party with my friends, go to the after party. And she never woke me up. And that probably, I'm still pissed about that.
She's probably like, I'm not waking his ass up so he can go drink. Are you crazy?
Whatever. She agreed.
That's a mom thing to do.
Ask her about her letters to Santa.
I don't remember this. So I guess they were super detailed. I would be like, writing paragraphs, booklets, a form of very specific instructions for Santa. My brother, though, was different, where he would try and like test Santa and like see if he was real. So he'd be like, if you're real, I need you to try, do this thing, and I need you to leave the cookie this way and take two or three bites, like take three bites out of the cookie. Just like very specific instructions. He was not sold on the fact that there was a mythological creature sending us presents.
I like where his head's at, but also he didn't think through, if this is my parents, they're probably the ones reading the letters too.
There was one more step he didn't really get.
He's like, this son of a bitch is real.
When you got student of the year out of the entire school in either fourth, fifth, or sixth grade, she couldn't remember.
I think it was fifth grade. But yeah, we went to Camp Joy, which is not joyful at all if you've ever been. First of all, it's like in Mason, it's like your first overnight trip for school, I think. No, we slept at the zoo one time.
Wow.
Yeah. We had like a sleepover at the zoo.
Didn't your dad like help out on that trip?
Yeah. How did you know that?
I think he told me about this. And I was like, you guys slept at the zoo? Gross. Where in the zoo did you sleep?
Like, you just get sleeping bags. And it's like a...
It smells like poop everywhere.
It's not like inside of the fucking elephant cage. God, dude.
Does not sound sanitary. Anyways.
Okay, well, it was like the welcome center. It wasn't like the... It was like the gift shop.
Okay. You're making it better. The gift shop is nice.
We went to Camp Joy, and when we got back, they like surprised me. Like, in front of our entire... I guess it was like our entire... like it was like three classes worth. And they announced it. And my mom said, what do you want to do since... You know, you got student year. I'll let you pick what you want to do the rest of the day. I said, I want to go get a new pair of shoes. Mm. And I'll never forget which ones I got. I can show them right now.
What kind of shoes were they?
They were Allen Iverson's. Black, blue, and red. Hmm. I'm going to have to look them up online.
You should get a new pair, like the same ones.
I do want some AIs. Mm. The original ones, though. Maybe some T-Macs.
It sounds like we were both award winners.
Yeah.
What do you think that you did to get student of the year?
Apparently it was because I was kind to everyone. Mm. They said I was a very kind student. I looked out for others, which I know some of you don't look at me and see that, but I am. I'm kind to everyone until they give me a reason not to be kind. And then I'm the complete opposite of kind. I will go out of my way to ruin your life. Ruin your existence. If you harm me, you try to do harm to me, to people I love, I will end you.
So yeah, you're super
I will go to any lengths to destroy your life and everything that you care about. But if you don't give me a reason to, I'll be very kind. I'm a kind person. So that's why I got student of the year. Had nothing to do with grades, I can assure you that.
Mine had to do with, I got fourth grader of the year, and my name is still on a plaque.
Somewhere. Out of the fourth grade.
Yeah.
I was fourth, fifth, and sixth grade.
Well, I also got Phoenix of the year out of the entire school in middle school, which is sixth, seventh, and eighth grade.
Middle school is seventh and eighth grade.
Well, your middle school years are different than mine for some reason.
My graduating class was also 800. What was yours?
Not that many.
Yeah.
I was also in a gifted middle school, though, so.
Gifted for Virginia.
That means nothing.
No, it means a lot.
It means...
Look it up.
What is that supposed to mean?
Actually, I heard that they're getting rid of... They may have already gotten rid of it.
Gifted or...
Yeah. In Virginia.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to eat in a special lunchroom because I was gifted.
Is that what they call it?
And I used it when I... Because I went to a weird middle school where I was gifted, and then I went to like normal public school, and so I didn't know anyone in high school, and I was... It was hard for me to make friends. So I would always go to the gifted room because it would be less people. So I would eat my lunch in there like a big loser.
Ask her about her first modeling job.
Oh, yeah. So we have a theme park in Virginia called Busch Gardens. And I was probably like six and we were there with my parents. And I got scouted to be a part of their brochure. I don't know if they were typecasting me or not, but they had already picked my mom out. For not my actual mom, they picked someone from the park to be my mom in this brochure, and she was an Asian woman. So I don't know if it was just because I fit the type, or if it's because I was gorgeous. But I got a free t-shirt out of it, which was pretty cool. Okay, last one for you. Ask him about apples.
My parents are something else.
This one I actually added.
Why?
Because I love this story.
Yeah. So when we were really little. I guess I wanted an apple, and it's like on film somewhere, like a home video. You can hear me in the background going, Dad, can I just have one more green apple? Can I just have one more little apple? Dad, Mom, can I just have one more apple? Just one more little green apple, please? Somebody listen to me. I didn't say that last part, but nobody was listening, and I went on for like 5 minutes straight, and nobody said shit. Was never given permission. Nobody even acknowledged that I was saying anything. So, yeah.
That reminds me of the story you told me the other day when you thought your parents were fighting. And you came downstairs, and what'd you say?
I said, stop it. And they're like, what the fuck is your problem, dude? Get your ass back upstairs.
They were like,
they were not fighting. They were like joking with each other. And I was like, stop. And they're like, get the fuck out.
Was it tough for you being the middle child?
No.
Really?
Yeah. What do you mean?
They always say it's harder for the middle kid because you're just like, you're not first, you're not last. You're just in the
middle. Well, if you're not first, you're last. So.
So you're in the middle. So what does that make you?
I didn't need them. I didn't need anybody.
Okay, you can ask me last few before Dixie destroys.
Last few? I'll ask you one more.
Okay, make it good.
Ask her about our first protest.
I had a keen sense for people. I thought I still did, but Nick.
Fuck you do. Nick. I'll be the first to tell you, you do not.
I've lost okay? it. I have lost it. Don't lose your dinosaur. I used to have a very good sense of people. And I was probably in elementary school and I hated my dad's, I hated my dad's friends, like absolutely couldn't stand them. It was one guy in particular. I couldn't stand him. I don't know what it, he just like rubbed me the wrong way, but he was like the most likable guy out of like all of their friends. All the kids loved him. Everybody loved him. And I was like, I am not buying it. He's a phony and I don't like it. And it was also tough because it was me and my brother and we hung out with their family all the time. We would go on vacations together with them and they had three boys. So it was like me, the only girl and three like reckless ass boys.
So retro pretty.
Yeah. Actually exactly like that.
No, I don't remember that movie.
It was exactly like that. So they would always just like mess with me and make fun of me and I hated it. And then I just also didn't like the dad. So one time I was like fed up. I was like, I'm not going over there. I refuse to get out of this car. They're like, you have to. They're having like a little like pool party. Like you have to get out of the car. I was like, I'm not getting out of the car. So my ass laid on the bottom of the car for maybe like 4 hours. Just, I wouldn't get out of the car. I protested by laying on the floor and they would like, all the kids would come and like knock on the window and make fun of me. And like my parents would come check on me. I was like, I'm not getting out. I'm not getting out. But actually I was right. Cause it turned out a few like years later, they turned on them and they were actually like talking shit about my parents behind their backs for years. So I did have a very good sixth sense. Now they're no longer friends, but that was my first protest. But yeah, that was fun reminiscing. I feel like I got to know you a lot more. I feel like we should keep doing this. There's plenty more stories. And one time I want to bring my dad onto this podcast because he's got a lot to say. And then maybe we can get your mom too as well.
My mom will not. She's, I don't know, actually. She may.
It would have to be the right subject. But hopefully you guys enjoyed that. And got
enjoyed it. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
He's sick. I can't talk. I hope you guys had a good week and that made you laugh and you got to know us a little bit more. So that's the episode. We'll see you guys next week for another one. Have a great week. Bye.
Get out of my home.
You don't have to go home, but you got to get the F out of here, Cribs. Bye. That is it for me today, you guys. Thank you so much for being here and for listening. Before you go, make sure that you rate, review, follow, subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And in the spirit of sharing, be sure to share the podcast with a friend or give us some love on social media and tag us at Something to Share Podcast on Instagram. See you next Wednesday.